Celsius. Good morning, WA2CDL.
NY2HWB2ZSC. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Andy's on now.
Yeah, give me a second. I'm just trying to pull out of the parking lot directly into the sun.
Yeah, you see, that time it transmitted. It's wonky. First time it didn't transmit. By the way, receiver always works. I bounced the SCOM did a soft reboot, did a hard reboot remotely. Not helping. That's why I think it's the amp. It's not a timeout. So, I don't know. But it's, you know, we have a similar issue in Plainview, even though we have the ARCOM. If you drops for a while, it's not as severe as this one. And Andy was just telling me his friend Mark, who has a repeater in Plainview, also is having issues with his power amp. Sometimes working, sometimes not. So I'm not really sure. Maybe this is a Russian counterattack. Can you talk yet, Steve? You got your hands on the wheel?
Yeah. Okay. I just didn't want Andy to take a run over there if I was going in the opposite direction.
I'm here. You copy?
I do. I'm going to switch over to Selden and start heading out that way. You're going to meet me there, Lou?
Yeah, I'll meet you there. By the way, so the Selden input will always work, but the output may not work all the time. So you know. You can always go on Echolink also. Yeah, and Andy's got some other stuff to do anyway, so he might not have been able to make it, and I think that's what you told me. Andy will explain. Go ahead, Andy.
Hi, WA2CDO, good morning. First of all, I hear Selden now, it's back, but the power is down. Normally, it comes in 10 over S9, it's only S7 right now. That's the maximum signal I can get. So it's the power's down for what it normally is. Yeah, and I got another quick job I got to take care of, Steve. I'm going to give you a call and meet you there maybe later after this job is done. I got to go over to Lindbrook and return a piece of equipment. But no worries. Go do what you got to do in Selden, and I'll speak to you later about it. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. Anyway, Lou, I'm on the way. See you in about half an hour.
Yeah. It's funny that it's on now. It's on longer. You know, we had to check that last night. So, that was a good time. I noticed it. Now, Andy said he noticed it last week, but I noticed it last night. You know, I had the ring on, and I don't know, a couple hours passed, and I hadn't heard anything. I said, what's going on? And I keyed up, and I wasn't getting anything back. And then the TechNet started, and for the most of the TechNet, it was not working. So I thought maybe it was thermal or whatever, but I think the fact that Andy sees the power is down now may be indicative that it is the amp. I mean, all things are pointing to that. All right, let me get ready. I'll meet you in about a half hour over at Selden's, NY2H.
Yeah, I just got stuck in a parkway in a null. okay, let's go on the parkway.
Yeah, what's the steering wing now is that it's working. You know, it's intermittent, so, you know, what do we do when we go there and it works, and then we leave and it doesn't work? I don't know. Maybe we'll swap it out with the original amp in the big cabinet.
Here's the thing. We have plenty of stuff. I mean, that's not a problem. But do you have the 7330 that's got to go back up?
Yeah, I have that laying on the bottom of the cabinet.
Okay, not a problem. We'll figure it out.
All right. Now let me get ready to go here. All right, I'll see you in a little bit. WA2ZSC, NY2H.
What do we want to do about a ladder, by the way?
I'm sorry, say that again?
A ladder.
Oh, I don't know if I have a ladder. Yeah, it's always an issue over there. Maybe I should pick. Let me look it out. I want to see, my son in law took it to Florida or. Looking out the window here. I'll see. If I have one, I'll bring it.
Are you going to fit it in the car? You want to just stop at Lowe's on the way? I'll meet you there and we'll take care of it.
The bus walk?
Yeah, I'll meet you there.
All right. NY2H.
All right, guys. I am going to sign to. I'll talk to you later. WA2CDL. Yep, I'm here, going to Glen Oaks, of course.
Here I am. WB2ZSC.
Looks like it died again. I don't hear it. It was weak before, as I said. It was only coming in at S7. And now it's out.
It'll be nice to figure out what it is, and hopefully it'll be dead when we get there.
I would think it's the power amp. So, I mean, that's my uneducated guess.
I'm not commenting. Usually that doesn't happen to these power amps.
Oh, it could be the synthesizer.
It could be anything. I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, I know. I'm just guessing. I know. All right. All right. I'm going to get ready because I got to. I just got to make a quick stop in Lindbrook and bring back something.
Okay. Not a problem. Going to be getting on the expressway.
Yeah, I will be around tomorrow, but I don't think you'll be. All right, so later on in the week, if you want, because I know I got to work on Wednesday. I got to go into the office Wednesday. I'm not sure about tomorrow.
Yeah, no, tomorrow I'm working.
All right, so the tomorrow's out, Wednesday's out, so maybe Thursday. Sounds like it could be good. Friday is always an iffy day because I usually go to the doctor on Fridays anyway. All right, so that's about it. All right, so I'll talk to you.
Let me let this drop for a minute and see if it comes back. It's just unusual. It's, you know, which is why the way it's acting is not like the power imp would act.
Yep. All right. I'm sure it'll wind up to be a simple thing, just a matter of finding out.
Yeah, well, so we'll see. WB2ZOC. Just got to give this some thought.
I know, yep. All right, let me go. I'll talk to you later. Have a good, enjoy. WB2CDF.
Yeah, I hear you. I am North Bicycle. I'll be another 10 or 15. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everything's working except the transmission. The link is working. The receiver's working, obviously. Lights up when it's out of lock. I guess that'll be our first clue.
I'll wait till you get here.
You see the, you outside still?
Yes, that's why I'm going to wait till you get here.
You threw me off when you said it wasn't working. I thought you were looking at the light or something. All right, I am at Manhasset in Adirondack. Tower is well in view. I should be there in a minute and a half.
I'm at Cold in Adirondack.
Cold?
Yeah, Cold. It's cold standing out here.
Yeah, let's see, 29 degrees cold.
Maybe I'll go sit in the car. Hold on.
Oh, well.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
I'm here, WA2CDL. You found it?
Well, I found one thing. I'm just trying to figure out what the other problem. It is low. Either that or my watt meter is bad. I can't tell, but the PA fault light isn't on.
How much power? Because it's showing it to be low over here. It's lower than normal.
Yes, it's showing 10 watts out of the PA. Hang on.
That confirms what I see. I'm only seeing an S7.
Yeah. All I got is a spare 26 volt. Okay, hang on.
Andy, the synth board was bad, so he swapped that one out. But we solved this power issue.
Yeah, I know. You just said that, yeah. Okay. Well, that was causing the intermittence. But yeah, but the power is down. I can see that.
WB2ZSE.
WB2ZSE. You around, Andy? WB2ZSE.
Steve, John, KD2AKX, you have a copy? I hear you on Glen Oaks, but you're not hearing me. You copying me through Selden? WB2CSE, KD2AKX. Steve?
I'm sorry, who was that?
WB2ZSE.
It is I, KD2AKX, calling you on the phone because you're not answering me through the radio.
KD2AKX, testing 1-3. 456, how's that?
Steve, WA2CDL.
Randy?
Yeah, I'm going through Sheldon now. Yeah, it looks like you got it back. It's better now. The power's better.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. What I did was something stupid. I was measuring the power out on the link.
So the power's good?
Yeah, it's set. I have it set to 90 watts.
Okay, it was down to S7. Now it's up to S9, so it's better.
All I did was I disconnected the cable, put the watt meter in, and checked it, and reconnected it.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, yeah, the synthesizer is the problem. I'm going to take that back and see what I could figure out about that in the shop. I took the synthesizer out of the one we're going to be putting here.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, how are you hearing me out there?
I hear you fine. Hang on, let me go over the local speaker. Talk to me.
I'm running low power. I'm only running 10 watts from my house.
Sounds perfectly fine.
Okay, I'm on the phone. I'll be right back. WB2CDO.
Okay, and I'm getting... Lou and I are going to clean up. WB2ZSC. Bye.
Okay, see you later. WB2CDO.
WB2ZSC. WB2ZSC, test. Test 1-2-3. Hello. How about now? There you go. Doesn't sound bad at all. Okay, now we're back. WB2ZSC.
YMU testing.
Hey Lou, there's two of them on the horse block.
Alright, pick one. Let's see, I'm just trying to figure out where it is relative. It looks like it's on the corner of 4th Block and North Ocean.
Okay, 7-Eleven is there, so I'm trying to remember where, what corner it's on.
Maybe a little further down 4th Block, so maybe past the 7-Eleven.
Further down east or west?
West, it looks like maybe a quarter of a mile. It's way before Granny Road cuts in. It's not far. Yeah, let me get out of here. WB2ZSC.
Yeah, north or south side?
That I can't tell you.
I'm Y2H. I'll follow you.
I think I left my radio in the back seat.
Going the wrong way. I guess you're turning around.
Yeah, it's either that or I can go, or I can go to the next street over, but I am turning around. Says to make a right on Granny.
I assume it's going to be a left on Horse Flock.
Yes, it is.
I give up.
Me too. It says it's ahead.
You have arrived at your destination.
I'm confused. Unless there used to be one here. you want to keep going?
I know where there's one. Yeah, there's one up ahead. It's in the big shopping center there on the left. Yeah, it's about a quarter mile up.
Maybe there used to be two and this one moved down there.
Yeah, this will give me an opportunity to go to Sam's, gas up, and put some air in my tires. Sam's has free air. What a concept.
Golly. Okay, WB2ZSE.
November Yankee 2 Hotel. I'll send Roy, the technical net chairman, a little status of what we did, just to keep him in the loop. Because occasionally he's confronted with anomalies when he's ready to start the net. So I like to keep him aware. Let him know we're trying.
Yeah, I noticed that Dunkin' Donuts all the way down by the expressway.
This one's right ahead. It'll be on the left, coming up to it. One right here in this shop. Sorry, I'll do it. All right, make your left here. Oh, they're pretty close together, actually. I would complain if I owned that franchise.
Unless he owns them both.
That could be.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
N2DQR listening. You out there, Rich? Anybody copy?
W2VL repeater.
I didn't get your call. You're a little noisy into repeater. My name is Paul. I'm in Mount Vernon, New York, right next to the Bronx. My call is November 2, Delta Queen, India. Go ahead.
All right, I got a phone call. I'll be back. W-H-C-D-L. Got a phone call.
Okay, 73.
And to the agency mobile, listening. KD2FYU and to the agency mobile.
CDL, you out there, Rich? This is Paul, N2DQI. Anybody copy N2DQI, Paul, Mount Vernon, New York?
Y2H, KD2OGB Mobile, Sunrise westbound.
Hey Craig, guess you're going to work.
You know it, on the way to Babylon, as usual. Very cold outside, 30 degrees. Well, in a week, it won't be like that. It'll be 70, which, as soon as I land, I'm hoping it'll be 60 to 70 degrees.
Merging off, and I am too close to him. He should be going a lot, what, 50? But now that I'm on Sunrise, I won't have to deal with him because I just went from the ramp right into the center lane and passing him as we speak. So I don't have to deal with that anymore.
Where are you today? West Side Yard?
Yeah, and looking on the crew boards, I just looked at them while I was sitting at a light. There's like 35 extra Kenby move jobs, and they're all a mix of line jobs, van jobs, and terminal jobs, and heavy duty as well. I don't understand why we have so many cleaners on the property. Like, wait until Grand Central opens and then hire a bunch more people, because nobody can get overtime anymore. It's all extra list people. I mean, that's more people under me, but still, it's too much.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I've been out this morning. I know it's so chilly. It's up to 32 now, according to my car. It was like 29 for the most part. And I'm going to go gas up and get some air in my tires. My tires are complaining. They want air.
They want free air.
I got 35, 37, 37, 36.
Maybe you should play those numbers. Hello, Steve.
Hello, WB2ZSE.
I'm just pulling out of here. And, yeah, so. Well, Craig, I don't know. Grand Central? What am I missing here? They're opening up Grand Central to the railroad?
By the end of this year, and I'm hoping that we can move a lot of people over there since they're definitely going to want it. I mean, contracting it would be a very bad decision because we have so many people on the extra list, and it's only going to be probably for like another few months. Just move everybody to Grand Central, create jobs, give them all a try, and see how it works out.
think we should make you the MTA commissioner.
No, thanks. It's bad enough already that we have, that Phil left. He has retired, our previous president, and we've got somebody from Metro North who's actually going to be running both positions temporarily until we get our new president that would be willing to lead by example. But that's a whole other topic, so I'm going to move on from that. And why don't we do 60, not 80, through the Oakdale merge? So I'm looking forward to seeing all of you guys next Wednesday at Levittown after a very long absence because of this whole political now COVID stuff.
And when are you flying out?
We'll be flying out first thing in the morning on Thursday. So I'll get to see you guys. I am going to want to leave at like 9 o'clock because I want to be in bed before 10. I want to charge everything up the day before. And yeah, that's my plan. So it'll be just me.
And what you were just looking to ask, are you going alone?
I'm going to want to plead the fifth on that. So I think I'm going to have a very nice time down there. And I've told you this before. I've gone like 19, 20 times. I've honestly lost count.
I didn't know you went so many times.
We're too old for amusement parks. I mean, one amusement park I have not gone to in quite a while, and I've definitely grown much taller, so I could probably go on everything now, is Hershey Park. I haven't been there in, like, decades. I can't even remember when I actually last went there. I've only been there maybe, like, once or twice. I know I've been to Busch Gardens. The two roller coasters I could not meet the height requirement for before I was tall enough were Alpengeist and Apollo's Chariot. Now I am definitely tall enough for both, and the new Griffin that was around at the time. So I would like to go back to Hershey Park. I don't know exactly what kind of candy I am. I probably might either be a Twizzler or a Jolly Rancher at this point. I don't even know.
I did not hear a courtesy tone then. That scares me.
Yeah, there are times where somebody else taps in and I think for a second and then you, like, it'll be like a blank tone and then it just goes out.
Alright. Yeah, I don't pretend to know what all these Twizzlers and other things are, but okay. So you're a ride aficionado. You like to go on rides? I normally get seasick myself.
Okay, I'll ride stuff at Disney World and maybe like maybe Busch Gardens, but the rides that they have at Six Flags are not like moderately or very low intense coasters. It's like, we're going to yank your spinal cord out of you. It's really that intense, which is why they put such a high height restriction on rides like the Free Fall and what's that tallest one? King Ka, Top Thrill Dragster, Millennium Force, Storm Runner. Because those rides are so fast and have a lot of intensity and G-forces in them, they want to make sure you're physically fit to handle it.
And which one will fully equate height with physical fitness, I guess. I was in Orlando last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever. And I was on International Boulevard or Drive or whatever it is, International Road. And they had some rides on there, which the kind you're talking about, free-falling, and oh boy, they looked pretty intense. Anyway, I have sad news for myself. I'm up here at the pump, and they have a big sign on that's out of order at Sam's. This is my free air source. I'd hate to have to pay for air, but yeah, out of order. Well, I'll gas up and maybe ask the guy if they plan on repairing this thing. This is terrible. I'll have to deal with it.
Steve, you still with us?
Speaking, hi, Craig. Where am I? I'm just going up to 111 now.
Alright, a little scratchy, but you're still in there. Alrighty, I'm going to clear that and guess up. And trying to negotiate with the air gods here. See what the deal is. Talk to you guys later. And yeah, Craig, maybe we'll see you at the meeting. Very good. Alrighty, NY2H Mobile, I will be clear. Craig?
Both got things to do. All right. Yeah, I'll definitely be at the meeting, and I'll even be able to save $30 eating out, since maybe we might have something at the meeting. Since, yeah, it is a meeting, but we also might have that auction again like we did last time, so that'll be good. All right, I'll be here for a bit. JD20GB Mobile, exit 42, Manor Lane, westbound on Sunrise, standing by. Steve, you're in a very bad place. What's your QTH at the moment? Are you mobile?
Yeah, I just put it back up to high power. Where am I? I'm stuck in traffic just west of the Pleasant on the expressway.
Okay, you're on the expressway. Got it. I'm almost to exit 40. I'm actually approaching it now, so just coming into West Islip. So I'll be in Babylon in another 5 minutes. So, that's good. It's always nice for me to make time, and I don't know why this guy's braking in front of me, so why don't we move over one more lane, shall we?
WB2ZOC.
You leaving, or are you staying on?
No, I'm stuck in traffic because I think the right lane's closed ahead. I said.
Okay, so I guess you're going to stay on for a little bit? All right. I might as well hop off here because I'm just about to take exit 40 right now, so I'll say 73s to you, Steve, and if I don't see you at the meeting, have a nice rest of the day. WB2ZSC on the expressway, KD20GB Mobile, approaching 231 South in Babylon.
This is KD2WYO, Kilo Delta 2, Whiskey Yankee Oscar. Heard you guys talking, just want to see if I'm making the repeater. I'm southbound on Peninsula, heading to Sunrise or Southern State. Over.
KD2OGB Mobile, 231 South, you are loud and clear as a bell.
Roger, roger. Thanks for getting back to me. Yeah, just got a tiny little mag mount antenna hooked up to my handy talkie. So, 5 watts. So, sounds good. Thank you.
No problem. Happy to help. What kind of radio are you working with?
I got a Baofeng 5R Plus. About a year into ham radio. I just bought a Zenith SW3B CW rig, and I'm in the market for a 50-watt rig for my car. Well, maybe my home base station, in and out. You know, money's a little tight, so that's what I'm running right now, Baofeng.
Bad. A very nice radio that I would definitely recommend for a mobile. It's what I was recommended when I first started. Look at the Kenwood TM. It's less than $400. A little higher right now, but yeah, I got a pair of those. I got one in my car and one still sitting under my bed doing nothing. And it works beautifully. What I do want to do, though, is put the antenna back up on the roof because I kind of have to wait in between when I go to switch repeaters, especially if I'm on the parkway, because I'm getting very bad gain with where my antenna is right now.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I'll look into those. Yeah, I've been pulling around probably between like 250 and about 400 top level. So that's at the high end of the price range, but not out of it. So I'll definitely look into that. Is there any digital with that? Over.
I'm not sure if it's got digital. I know it's got Echolink. I know it's got crossband repeat on it, but I don't know what else it has. I got to look at my manual. So that's all I know so far about my Kenwood. And I just use it for theater 440, and I use it to scan the public service in the area. That's the only thing I do with it. So I am approaching Babylon now, just making a turn over here, and I will say 7-3 to you. Getting 202 Mobile at Babylon Station will be clear.
Well, thanks again for coming back to me. I don't think I said my name, but my name's Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, and call sign is Kilo Delta 2 with the Yankee Oscar. All right, have yourself a good day. 7-3.
Good morning, WHNCDL, 11 o'clock, still morning.
Good morning, sir. This is Tom, thank you, Mike, call sign is Kilo Delta 2 with the Yankee Oscar. Over.
Yeah, hi, Tom, this is Andy. Abel, Nancy, Delta Yankee, you're heading westbound on the southern state?
All right, you broke up a little bit there. I'm traveling southbound on Peninsula, and I'm just about to get on to the Southern State Parkway heading eastbound. Over.
Okay, yeah, I was just on Peninsula myself, heading south, and I took a turn, take a shortcut. I'm going to go over and get myself a bite to eat, and then... and go back home.
Well, that sounds like a good plan. I just had myself a banana. I'm going back to the shop to pick up a part that I need. And then I gotta head back out here. I was in Hempstead. So heading back out that way when I make the turn in the shore. Over.
Huh. I'm curious, what kind of part did you pick up?
It's like a little sight glass filter for an air filter that's on the downside of a air compressor that we got out there. I do environmental work, and this is part of it's an oxygen injection system that we run out in Hempstead to break up contamination in groundwater using oxygen. Over.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm familiar with some of that. I have some knowledge of these exhaust gas analyzers that are used in gas stations to determine the emissions coming from the exhaust, especially diesel, and they use optics to sense the amount of particles that are in the air. You're probably familiar with that, and I have some experience with that kind of stuff. On the outside. I do electronic repair, so I'm into a little bit of everything.
good. Getting into a little bit of everything is always nice. Yeah, I've worked at a few gas stations before, and I'm familiar with that piece of equipment. Although, my work is generally underground, so I was there pulling out tanks and cleaning up spills and you know, things along that line. But I think I'm familiar with that piece of equipment, reading the particulates coming off the exhaust. Over.
Yes, very good. Yeah, environmental, that's a whole topic. Trying to keep everything clean. And, you know, even the emissions from the, from Freon, as you know, they've changed over the years. Boy, trying to think of the name of it. You know, from air conditioners, air conditioning compressors, and so on. So, yeah, it all affects the ozone layers in the air, in the atmosphere. And you got to keep that intact for sure. Even these air purifiers that use high voltage to attract particles, you know, emit ozone, as you know, and there's some of them, the better ones, have these ozone filters that would prevent that from occurring. And, yeah, it's all sealed.
All right, Andy, that was really hard to copy. So I'm going to say 7-3. I'm just passing the Meadowbrook Parkway on the southern state. So getting a little hard to read out there, so I'm going to drop off. But it was nice chatting with you, and I hope to talk to you again soon. Again, my name is Tom Tango Oscar, and my call sign is Kilo Delta 2, Whiskey Yankee Oscar. All right, 7-3. Have a good day.
Okay, Tom, you too. Have a good day, too. WHCDL. I'm pulling into a gas station.
WHCDL, NY2H. How much is the gas?
This one is $3.77 a gallon, or the ultimate is $4.39. Wow. Even $3.77 is high.
Yeah, I just paid $3.47 at Sam's.